Isa Yaakov, Rago Vayechas over the Keden, Vayag, Yine Ve'er Basode, he comes and he sees Ve'er Basode, Yine Shom Shloisha Ed Vitzoy, Roifsim Aleho, he sees three Ed Vitzoy, the Roifsim Aleho, Ki Min HaBe'er Hahi Yashku Ho Adorim, and that Be'er, they will, you know, drink from the Adorim, the sheep, the there's a big Evan up here. That was the Matthias. They used to gather around the Be'er, where there's a big Evan on top of the Be'er. And the Adorim would drink from there. But that's for Shom Kolo Adorim. And the Matthias was everybody would gather around. The goal was Sa'evan up here. Be'er. The Hishkwa Sa'toin, the Yeshua Sa'evan up here. They would feed the Toin, and everybody would go back to their place. So Yaakov says to them, my brothers, where are you from? So it's mamash a whole secret of what's going on over here. And be'emes Yaakov Avinu in this pasuk, in Perek Chavtes pasuk Zayin, Yaakov Avinu says, "Vayoy mehino and ayom godo, loyei seyosef amikne hamikne hashku atzoyin ve'uchuru." He was giving them teichacha. Yaakov Avinu was giving teichacha to the anche people around the well, and they're saying, "What are you doing? It's the middle of the day. Why aren't you working?" Yaakov Avinu felt that was an avla being done. Yaakov Avinu was midas ha'emes. He was mamash midas ha'emes, and he felt something was done falsely. Something was done not properly. So he said, "What's going on? You guys should be feeding the tzon. You guys should be working still. It's in the middle of the day." So then they explained to him. The Emes, I was once by Oyra Ha'ori, and that's a fellow of the Emes to Yaakov. Yaakov Vinetsky also says it. It's very interesting that Yaakov, you know, the mice of the stone was very bothered right away by this scene that he saw. He comes to a well, everybody's sitting around doing nothing. Sounds like. Anyway, they're sitting around doing nothing. They're by this well. And the mice, they're waiting and waiting, doing nothing, just sitting around. They had a couch there. I was just like on the couch. I'm just like smoking and waiting around. Yaakov Avinu is, you have to realize who Yaakov Avinu was. Yaakov Avinu was a man of action. He was a man that everything has to be done the right way. MS. Here these guys sitting, smoking, wandering around the couch, just waiting to see what happens. Go feed your son. You have a job. You're hard workers. You should be working. He's very, very upset. And not because Tom. Yaakov Avinu is an erlich person. He holds the thing that you see later on. I was told Lavana, everything I did was mamish to the perfect. It was perfect. Everything I did, all the work that I did for you was mamish. All the work that I did for you was mamish to the T, was mamish perfect, was mamish to erlich and richtig. I did everything perfect. And here, He's so bothered because Mirza Emes, that thing that was a big ob was being done. People should be working. People should be on time. People should be, they're being paid to work. Now they should be doing their work. And here they are. Nothing's being done. But if we look carefully enough, everybody said, if we look very careful enough, the Pesukim speak out very, very stark, that Yaakov Avinu gets them into a whole conversation first. So Yaakov Avinu, I'm Achai, my brothers. Hey, I'm Atem. Where are you from? He says, "Oh, I have relatives." You know, it sounds like, you know, when you go sometimes to a meal, and there happens to be somebody from who doesn't wear a yarmulke on the other side of the table, and they're religious, and oh, you're from Muncie, do you know? So and so, Yaakov Avinu Taka comes along and says, "He's no Lavan, and Nochar, Yom Yedano. Everything good with him. What's this whole conversation for a person? So I wanted to tie it to Baruch Hashem. I found later of Yaakov Kamenetsky that Yaakov was teaching us a lesson in how to give somebody to Chacham for a person. How to, you want to, a lot of people are bothered by what goes on in yeshiva, it's not here, Baruch Hashem, everything here goes on. Everything goes on perfect. Everybody does what they're supposed to do. I'm saying all the yeshivas, like a person walks in and he finds, sometimes he sees things going on that's an agma. He sees a guy doing this, a guy doing that. The shaila is how to talk to such a person. It's a very chinuch also a person. People, Mr. Shem, are going to get married one day, and you have children, and you have to learn a machalaf them. You're going to have people that you're acquainted with at business, or you'll be in yeshiva. You want to be machalaf, you want someplace. You want to speak up. You feel something's being done wrong, and you have a wife. You feel something's being done wrong. How do you talk to your wife? You come home, supper's not on the table. You're famished, you're starving. You come home, the house is a wreck. She had the whole day to clean the house. How do we react, Rabbi Sai, to somebody doing something that we are not, we in our nature are very against it, and it bothers us tremendously. How do we react? There's two ways to react. We could get angry, and we could say something very, very hurtful to the person, which at the end of the day, we have to understand, what are we doing that for? Why? Because the reason why we might be doing that is because it bothers us, and we have to let off steam. But it's not anything good for that person. We don't really care about that person. It bothers us. And to me, the person did something wrong to me. I will let the person not have it. Doesn't know what's bothering me. But the right way, it was Yaakovina ones, is that you want to correct it, but you want to try to correct it. How do you go about correcting somebody's doing something wrong? How do I approach somebody who's doing something wrong that bothers me? How do I approach it? How do I discuss it with him? How do I go? Yaakovina gave us a whole lesson. The only way to give constructive criticism, the only way to be a constructive criticizer, or that's what you call it, but it will be better. You want to help somebody else, but you feel close to, is that he has to feel that it's coming because you care about the person. If the reason why you're telling the word is coming because you don't care about the person, you don't care about the person, it's not for his good, you're doing it for your good because it's bothering you, or for whatever reason, he understands. He feels and he picks up from your notions that what you're doing is only for your interest and not for his interest, it will have no effect. I don't know if there's a head to the tzitzit of the Techofa, and it will have no effect. All it will cause animosity. Yeah, you're not coming home. If you want to try to help somebody, the way to do it is constructive. The person has to feel that you're their friend. The person has to feel that you're ill for their good. Is Yaakov Avinu came to the well, and he sees a tremendous avla being done. These people should be watering their sowing. The middle of the day, they're sitting around smoking. They're sitting around, who knows what they're doing over there. They're doing an avla. He could have said, guys, what are you doing here? He should have said, you're doing the wrong thing. First, he gets them in the conversation. Hi, how you doing, brothers? What's going on? How's life? How's life? You know, my cousin, oh, he makes a relationship, he makes a conversation with them. He goes, it's a very nice chat, Rabbi. You know, it's a very nice one. I saw this chat from Yaakov Kamenetsky. He first comes in and he makes camaraderie with them. He makes them feel good about themselves. Oh, you know, my cousin, love on and this and that. And then he says, oh, by the way, you should know, it's not the time, you should know, it's time to daven mincha now, whatever it is. But they come in right away and attack the person. They come in a way and speak to the person very in a downward way, not make the person feel that you're after their time, but it's like, will have no effect. It won't have any effect on the person. The person will think you care about yourself, you care for yourself, you just want to give musa, I don't think you feel for me. But the person feels that you talk close to them. And you want the person's good and you feel close to the person, then it'll accept it much more, but it's like, it'll have a much better effect of this is unbelievable advice of Boisai. Unbelievable advice. Chaval to all the people outside who are having a good time. Hopefully their marriage will last. But the mind is at the end of the day, Boisai, the person that happens many times, when he comes home, he's upset. The way to get her is just to rant and rage at your wife right away, what you did, it's not going to have a good effect on them. It won't, all it does will cause a fight, and it won't cause, and if she accepted, but in touch will be out. The way to do it is first to talk, how's your day, how's everything. First, a lot of times, maybe she'll tell you that day was very rough, just where she couldn't have supper on the table. Very rough day. But even if not, if they feel that you care about them, again, so then it'll have an effect. If you just want to rant and rage, so it's very nice that you rant and rage, it won't have any, it has no purpose, and it could be awesome to do. The whole purpose is to tell somebody that maybe to give the chokhmah to help for the future. For now, no eitzah. For now, just you're ranting and raging and just complaining for no reason. Just tell me you want to complain. There's no eitzah. What's the purpose of complaining for it? If it has no effect, what's the point of complaining? Just to let off your steam because you're bothered? That's personal. That's selfish. Let off your steam is selfish. Now, what you want to tell somebody, because the taka will have an effect. You want it to have an effect. You're saying it has to come out of love. It has to come out of a feeling that you want it close to the person, and then you can have the proper effect of it. Now, if you don't want to give techocha, he wants that these people should realize that this is not the way a person should work in business. If it's time to work, you're supposed to work. But the way to do it, a boy says, achai, oh, brothers, how are you? Conversation. Realize that he's on the same side, that he loves them, he appreciates them, and then you should know, talk at the right time, to that mincha, whatever it is, a boy says. A myriad of the advice, a boy says, a lesson for the Divya Achumish. The Fida MC Yankiv, it's taka something that a person has to learn in yeshiva itself. A person part of yeshiva has to understand sometimes things bother. The way to have the effect, you could just argue with the guy, it could be you're upset, but the way you want to have an effect on him, show him that you care about him, show him that he's a somebody, show him that he's also somebody, show him that you're not doing it out of anger, but you're doing because you care for the guy. And selfish of Vodova, those words will have an effect. This is the Moed Galimah of Yaakov Avinu, Rabbi Yisrael. And we should learn it all the Gedolim, Rabbi Yisrael. Any Gadol, any person that was involved in Chinuch, the true Gedolim, they would call to give Techocha, the story of the Mehalch of Techocha was always to call over the person and to think beforehand how to give Techocha. There were many Gedolim, they would open and children used to say over that before, sometimes their father would punish them a week later. And they would even think about it for a week. And how to do it, the right way to do it, Rabbi Yisrael. Techocha has a malkoim, Yocheh Tochir Samizecha. But the Maisa, but the Sisa of Chet, that the Sefer Shaldov, it has to be done the right way. And the Sefer Shaldov, you do it the right way, Rabbi Yisrael, can have a right effect. If a person doesn't do it the right way, it's better to keep quiet. Because otherwise, it won't have a good effect. To learn from Yaakov Avinu, to Makarev, through the Koyach of Kiruv, a person can affect many people.